are here at the 2018 Co-op Financial Services Think Conference in the desert, Phoenix, Arizona, with Nish Modi. How are you, Nish?
Great. How you doing? Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Hey, any conference takeaways? Any highlights you want to share to start off the interview?
Yeah, I think the highlight, obviously, was Michael Phelps.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting to see here. We always see him on TV. We always see him kind of a non-human. I mean, he's like
larger than life. Yeah.
Larger than life.
Yeah.
This was a human. He showed a lot of emotion, a lot of human aspect to his personal life, and it was interesting.
He's not Superman.
And he's not Superman, but the work he put in to get where he did,
mm-hmm.
I think we got to learn something from that.
Yeah.
Everyone can learn from him.
Indeed. Yeah, I heard great.
So that was
about
a big one. Yeah. I think then contextually, from our sort of industry, I think some of the conversations around change is normal.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing that's constant. I think that's one of the biggest takeaways for me, that everyone here has to accept and actually drive.
It sounds like a change is necessary.
It is necessary.
Because of what's going on in the industry right now, of all the digital journeys that are taking place with credit unions right now, and even co-ops digital transformation as well.
Incredible transformation in less than a year. In about a year, I mean, this time last year, I was talking to some of the credit unions that have been coming here for years now, and they were like, yeah, back in the day, there was any conference, yeah, we got network, we got this, we got processing. This is the first time we are starting to talk about technology and co-op being part of it, co-op being your partner, right, as a credit union, to build that out for you, with you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's phenomenal change in less than a year. I mean, it's just
a lot of change in a short amount of time, and it's amazing you guys have been able to do it with such organization, such grace, and to really keep it all together and running at full steam ahead.
So trying to keep it together.
Well, from the outside looking in, you guys are doing a pretty darn good job. At least from my perspective. So, I mean, you're vice president in charge of digital business and intelligence. So your co-op is, you know, committed to the digital, obviously, because of what we just said. So tell us about the co-op's walk in mobile and digital right now. What's going on in that neck of the woods?
Yeah, so what we've done throughout our sort of journey as co-op is we've enabled our clients, right, in different ways. With the nuggets of digital enablement, right? It was never a cohesive, unified sort of strategy about these are digital platforms, technology solutions. We're going to build a unified sort of experience layer on top, and then you offer it to your members in whichever way you choose to. And that is a big change. That is pulling all of this together, identifying value that we can bring to our clients, our members, and their members, and how can they consume that and then take it forward? That's huge. And that process has started. It's not done, right? It's going to take another couple of years, in my mind, for us to fully get to that place where it fully transforms into the butterfly Todd talked about in his keynote.
Is it the metamorphosis?
It is metamorphosis. Yeah. You missed it, but it was kind of like it's a caterpillar, and then you're morphing into a butterfly. A lot of times you're moving too fast, and you end up being a faster caterpillar, right? We are doing all of the stuff in the right way, bringing in the right people, putting the right technologies and governance in place, having saying no to stuff, that's one of the biggest things, right? Saying no to things that don't really matter.
Right.
And investing in things that matter in the big scheme of things. So I think that is the key. That is our DNA. We're starting to embrace that, starting to embrace change, and bringing everyone along, including our clients, our members.
Yeah, that's I love the transparency that you guys are having with your digital, your own digital transformation. So what are some important items that you're working on for the future of credit unions? How are you going to transfer that to the credit union sector?
Yeah, so there, I look at it, and more is, or less is better than more, right, in my mind. Mm-hmm. And we build the foundations, and then we can build value products on top of that. So stuff that's happening now with data, right, we are starting to understand the sources of data that we can consume, we can understand, address, normalize that information, put some data governance around it, right? Pool that information so we can utilize it in meaningful ways for mm-hmm. other stuff. So meaningful mm-hmm. ways, other stuff will happen. One of the examples is we launch Cooper. That's mm-hmm. one implementation or aspect of that. But there are so many things you can do with it. We're going to baby step into that. So that's one.
Okay.
Two, in participating in leading edge solutions and technologies that members use, right? P2P payments. We were one of the early adopters or participants of Zelle, right? In the mm-hmm. Zelle network.
Mm-hmm.
Zelle brought us to the table because they knew they were in need. They didn't want to work with 5,400 financial institutions. They wanted to work mm-hmm. with 20,
yeah.
right?
Okay.
So
yeah.
us being a GSP and someone that serves 1,600 credit unions, right, for 2,000 credit unions, we have an opportunity, and we did take that opportunity to build that integration mm-hmm. that we are now starting to offer to our clients. So that's a big step forward.
That was my next question.
Oh,
well, thanks for answering it. Yeah, you're the perfect interview. Yeah. I ask you one question and you get them all done. So, I mean, so what is Co-op doing to bring... Oh, you just answered that. Zelle to credit union. So that's pretty cool. So your background, you just joined Co-op in November of last year.
Right.
So how's it been so far?
Incredible.
Yeah?
I'm an entrepreneur. I've been with startups. I've gone through startup phase, grown companies, been part of large companies after being part of an acquisition thrice now in my career. I always go back to starting something.
Mm-hmm.
Co-op gave me an opportunity to start something, incubate something on mm-hmm. this scale.
Yeah, yeah.
But with the financial backing, right, and
that's
commitment.
Nice to
that's
have.
A great thing to have. I've never in my life had this. I joke with people that for years, from three startups, three different companies, we had to scrape the bottom of the barrel to actually make payroll,
mm-hmm.
right? We didn't know if we were going to make payroll next week.
Yeah.
This is a great place to be.
Mm-hmm.
You can execute. You have a tremendous support from your executives.
Mm-hmm.
You have tremendous support from the board, mm-hmm. your clients.
Gives you a lot of freedom, right?
It gives me a lot of freedom.
Yeah.
It gives me a lot of leverage to experiment.
Exactly.
Right?
Well, speaking of that, what accomplishments have you achieved in that span of time? I mean, I know it's a short span.
I think in terms of, it's not me personally, but I think as an organization, starting to put some of the markers around what is our digital, long-term digital strategy going to be, and how are we placing some of our bets in the future,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
We are starting to, and those are some of the, in my mind, in my position coming in, those are the things that I kind of value take back. Those are the things that we started to kind of do
mm-hmm.
and starting to kind of channel our resources and channel our efforts in those directions.
Mm-hmm.
So we can start to build those building blocks and at some point you sort of start to get there.
All right, wow. There's a lot on the plate there, but it sounds like you guys are accomplishing a lot, again, in a short amount of time. So guys, keep up the good work. Nish, thank you so much for hanging out with us for 3 minutes.
Thank you so much.